Chapter 7 Elysian Fields. There was nothing the Space Wolf Scarp Hedin hated more than these twisted, malformed parodies of the Adeptus Astartes. They were not just abhorrent, they were dangerous. Their ability to grow weapons from their infected flesh repulsed him. Killing them was not a pleasure, it was a primal need, it was a duty. As war swept across the pylon forest of the Elysian Fields, Scarp Hedin was feeding that need. The Chaos Space Marine had two malformed mouths. They both snarled as it tried to form another arm. Scarp Hedin's sword crackled blue flame as it cut the budding limb off. The mouths moaned with pain as Scarp Hedin's boot crashed down onto the creature's chest. There was a crunch of power armor, bone and flesh.
Brother,
a voice spoke in Scarp Hedin's ear. But the Space Wolf was too intent on killing to pay it any heed. He lopped off the monstrous traitor's limbs as children would pick off the legs of beetles. And now he was going in for the kill. As he reached down, one mouth mewled in incoherent agony and suffering, but the other spoke to him.
You can't kill me, but victory is within our grasp. You will not see it,
Scarp Hedin snarled.
You are as lost as I.
Scarp Hedin was beyond words. He put his weight behind the sword's hilt and drove it through the neck of the thing beneath him. It died with a shudder, and Scarp Hedin breathed the stink of blood deep and looked about for another enemy to kill.
Brother!
The voice spoke again. Scarp Hedin spun on his heel and stared about him, looking for foes. The Eye of Terror filled the sky with purple, and on the plain around him were heaps of bodies. Moments came back to him. While human armies met in vast battles, two elite warbands of Space Marines and their chaotic brothers had met each other in an exultant duel of sword and axe. Scarp Hedin had followed his master, Ottar the White, as a hound follows the pack leader. The melee had attracted more and more ancient warriors, like carrion to a dying beast. Now, as Scarp Hedin spun about, it seemed that no one else lived. Nothing moved. His nostrils flared. He could tell the blood of his gene brothers apart from that of their foes. He could smell their gene seed despite the distortions that chaos had wrought. He sniffed for warm blood. He smelled for life among the piles of dead. He stood at the top of a hill of bodies in the grey and black power armour of the Space Wolves and the Black Legion. Heads had been severed. Gore puddled about the fallen bodies, each showing the excessive trauma that it took to kill a member of the Adeptus Astartes.
Brother!
Scarp Hedin spun about, crouching low, ready to fight. They had been surrounded. There had been hundreds of Black Legionnaires. But now, they had all gone. He had not killed them all, he was sure. His mind scrolled back through the vid relays in his helmet. No, he had not killed them. They had fled before his fury, climbing back into dreadclaws and landing craft and blasting off from the planet. Scarp Hedin laughed, great fangs bared in his supreme confidence. He had been outnumbered. He had fought them, and he had destroyed them. He beat his chest with berserk fury and exultation.
Traitors and cowards!
Something moved at Scarp Hedin's feet. He put a bolt round into the thing's skull. It had once been a member of the Emperor's children. Now it was dead, its last lungful of air coming out in a tide of red bubbles. He looked down and saw that he was standing on a pile of the dead, 50 bodies deep. His grey armour was flecked with blood, some of it his. He snarled as he spun about, looking for another opponent. But the land was empty except for the dead. And all knew that the dead did not rise again.
Brother!
From the top of the corpse mound, Scarp Hedin looked out on the hell of battle. In the far distance, ruined tanks still burned, like foothills to the vast wrecks of titans and leviathans that rose over them all. Their empty hulks now dark and flame-stained and silent. Closer to him, where his warband had been brought to ground, hills of the dead rose up, crags of heads and torsos and boots covered with the grotesque covering of reaching hands and fingers, like the wretched flora of a demon world. The hills marked where each of his fellow brothers had stood and fought as they tried to cut their way through the enemy, and had been brought low. The air stank of death and blood, and from deep down in the bottom layer of bodies, the unholy reek of decay. And there, at his feet, beneath the headless stump of the obliterator, he saw the shriveled skull of his chieftain, Ottar the White. It all came back to him as he stared down at the body before him, his chieftain, surrounded by foes, setting about him with his axe and calling on his retainers for help. Skarphedin had ripped through human and transhuman. The air was thick with the stink of superheated blood. His sword still sizzled as if it wanted more.
"Lord," he hissed. "Brother, Lord, I have failed you, Lord. Brother!"
The ancient Space Wolf chieftain had taken wounds to his arms, legs and torso, but it was the final melter shot that had seared a hole through his grey and gold-worked power armour that had done for the ancient warrior. It had taken out one of his hearts and had overwhelmed a body already wounded, already weakened, already dying.
"I failed you," he said through fanged teeth that snarled in fury. "We have failed this world. Brother, the planet is lost."
The words had no meaning for him. Above him, the Eye of Terror filled the sky with lurid patterns of purple. They cast a baleful light. Skarphedin had to force Ottar's dead fingers open to get the blade free. Even in death, the Space Wolf would not let go.
"The planet is lost, brother."
Skarphedin's fingers lifted the great double-headed axe. The weapon balanced in his hand, light only for a space wolf. Skarphedin's fangs drew back as far off an artillery duel reached a crescendo. Lightbringer was as old as Fenris itself, a beautifully crafted weapon, haft and blade all forged from a single block of meteoric iron. It felt warm in his hand, the blade still crackling with nascent energy. The blade glimmered darkly, and Skarphedin grinned. He knew that the deal had been struck.
"Brother, the planet is doomed!"
Skarphedin's nostrils flared as he sucked in the Cadian air. Far-off strobes of lance fire stabbed down through dark, rolling clouds of smoke and ash. In the flickering darkness, he saw the wild light of packs of demons blinking through the immaterium. More enemies to kill. With great, loping strides and limbs that did not tire, the Space Wolf began to move south. He was the last now, the last of his warband, the only one to carry the names of the dead and their great tales back to Fenris. This alone was responsibility enough. He could not let the feats of his brothers go unrecorded.
"Brother, the planet is doomed. We need to get you off the planet. Confirm position."
The voice was insistent inside his helmet, but Skarphedin was lost to the joy of hunt and battle. A star appeared in the distant sky, and above the thunder of battle, he heard the distant howl of Wolfen, and in answer, Skarphedin put his head back and howled. Zafur the Hermetic was dead, with all his cursed warriors about him. They made a fitting cairn for Ottar the White. No Space Wolf could wish for more.